All right, Bill Flythe. My first question is, what got you into politics in the first place?
My initial run in, well, first of all, I need to go back maybe about 15 or 20 years. 20 years ago, I was teaching high school science at North Brunswick High School, and I passed a wetland area in Leland on my way to the school. 1 year, I noticed that the wetlands were being drained illegally for development, and I was extremely upset because when the developer was penalized, it was simply a small fine, a slap on the wrist. And, of course, the developer made hundreds, probably millions of dollars because the land that were formerly wetlands is now Brunswick Forest. So you've heard of Brunswick Forest development, right, in the Leland area? Okay, good. All right. I decided to run. Once I retired, I decided to run for a seat on the board in 2016, primarily because the board paid a whopping $3.5 million, twice the tax value, for land in a beach town that was designated for a nature park. And I'm running again this year in 2020 because the board refuses to oppose seismic testing and offshore drilling. And all of the beach towns and counties on the eastern shore of North Carolina is in opposition to this activity along the seacoast.
All right. Based on your website, your priorities seem to stem, in addition to the environment, around the economy and also education. So what priorities are at the top of your list right now?
Local paper asked me what my two top issues were, and I indicated one of them. We just talked about the protection of the coastal environment. And also, one of my goals is to increase public funding for schools, particularly during this COVID-19 period. And I made a statement that based upon the devastating effect of COVID-19, the board, if I'm elected, would be encouraged to increase the percentage formula for funding schools. Then an internet access and computers could be made available to all students, and additional social workers and counselors could be hired to address COVID-19 related problems. So let me just give you a little historical background in terms of the relationship between the Brunswick County Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education. Years ago, not too long ago, there was a constant fight each year over funding for the schools. So a committee formed by members of the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education decided a few years ago that they would come up with a formula. I think the formula is about, don't quote me, but 36.5%. That is, each year the board of the school, Brunswick County Schools, will receive 36.5% of all the tax monies and other fees received by the Brunswick County government. And that has worked quite well, you know, over the years. And we also were able to, and I was quite active in the $152 million bond issue that was passed a few years ago, primarily because I've always been interested in our youth, and then I spent about 15 years in the classroom teaching, you know, chemistry, physics, and physical science. So anyway, there would be another issue, that is to increase funding for public education in Brunswick County. Oh, yeah, I also mentioned that we should try to form as many partnerships among Brunswick Community College, businesses, and churches, form these partnerships with the school. Personally, I was able to set up a Wi-Fi service in the parking lot of our church because Brunswick County Schools had reached out to businesses and churches to help them provide Wi-Fi service to students who did not have it in their homes. So I'm proud of that, you know, fact. And that information, I haven't checked, but the Brunswick County School representative said that that information, my contact information, would be posted on the website for Brunswick County Schools.
Your opponent, Pat Sykes, is the incumbent in this race. What's your case for a new face?
Pat Sykes and some other Republicans in Brunswick County refused to participate in a candidates forum sponsored by the League of Women Voters. And this is not the first time that this has happened. It occurred in 2018 when I was running for the Board of Education. The Republicans who are currently in office, they felt that it was a good strategy, what I call the run and hide strategy in my letter to the editor. They are run for office, they get elected, and then they hide from voters. I said voters are cheated because incumbents do not have to defend their record on refusing to oppose offshore drilling, failing to expand health care coverage, and or opposing North Carolina COVID-19 guidelines that have been measured and science-based. Now, you asked also why it would be important for me to be a member of the board. We need to have diversity on the board. It's not only because I'm a black man, an African-American, in which I can look at things from a different perspective. And I addressed that and shared some perspective with the board in a public comment, you know, section a couple of months ago. And I was addressing the very negative and racist remarks made by Mike Forte. And I won't get into that. You may or may not know about it. And if you want to discuss that further, I do so. And I share my experience as the son of a sharecropper grown up in North Carolina. And the fact that, based upon Jim Crow laws, a sharecropper who did not own the land, the sharecropper had to give half of his profits at the end of the year to the landowner. And I thought that was wrong, and I had to suffer from that.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about those comments made by Mike Forte back in June regarding the George Floyd protests. You know, do you think there's an issue of racism on the board? You know, what's your outlook on that? What was your response?
Definitely. Like I say, I made my public comments before the board, and I addressed two issues out of the 12 to 15 statements that he made. The one issue is that minorities wanted to take the homes of white people or whatever. And I made a point that I was satisfied with my home in Southport, a rent-style home on an acre and a half, a corner lot, you know. So I didn't want his house in Boiling Spring Lakes. And I shared the information in regards to my sharecropping experience with my father and other family members, in regards to him saying that we wanted reparation for all the years of, I guess, slavery or whatever. And I made a point that if you go back 400 years and consider all the time and labor that we spent, you know, creating profits for other folks, then that $12 trillion figure that he mentioned would pale in comparison to the actual figure, you know. So those are the two that I addressed. Oh, yeah, and I also made a point in terms of reparation that, no, I don't want a handout. I don't want anybody giving me, putting money in my hand. However, I wanted to them to consider what the city council in Asheville, North Carolina, did. That is, they agreed to fund money, put more money, I guess, in terms of their public schools, public education for minorities, social services, so forth and so on. And I said that this is how you can repay, I guess, minorities for all of the sacrifices and pain and suffering that they have experienced over the years.